Welcome, Lisa. So nice to have you with me today.
Thank you.
Well, for those listeners who aren't familiar, what was your start in this business?
Well, I did Purim plays in my synagogue when I was a child.
So did I.
And ours were called like Gunfight at the OK Kibbutz and Broadway Melodies of 400 BCE, and they're still talked about at Congregation Kehillat Israel in Lansing, Michigan. But, you know, I actually had a professional theater job right out of college. I toured as an actor with a national repertory company, and then I went to New York to be, theoretically, to be an actor. I had no thought of being a playwright. I mean, I would have told you there was absolutely no chance that I would ever do that. But I, it happened that I came to New York in the mid-80s when there was a very vibrant performance world in the East Village, and I found my way down to the Wow Cafe, which actually still exists, which was a lesbian theater collective, and it was an incredible place. It was, I saw this play called Split Bridges by a company whose name was Split Bridges. They have done many plays since then, and they've been, you know, the three members of that company still teach and perform. And I mean, I had that, you know, Paula Vogel, the playwright, always says every playwright has a God play, and it's the play that they saw that totally changed their lives. And for me, that was the play. It completely changed my life. And it was alive in a way I had never imagined a piece of theater could be alive. So I was from the Midwest. I didn't know anything about anything. I was a little scared of all these, you know, super sort of already avant-garde people, but I just knew I had to be near this thing that I didn't understand, but that was so compelling to me, and be around these people who were doing this kind of work.
Well, as this is the book report, what favorites do you have to recommend to the listeners about reading plays? Where should they begin?
Reading plays. You know, I'm reading a book right now about theater, which is called The Necessity of Theater by Paul Woodruff. And he's a philosopher. And the thing that I teach is, you know, I'm interested in teaching a sort of deeper understanding of dramatic action. And it's exactly what he's writing about, but he's writing about it from a philosopher's point of view. And it was just given to me as a gift, sort of randomly. And I'm really loving this book. I'm finding it quite revelatory. That's not a play, but it's a book about theater that I'm really, really liking. And I teach using a lot of different kinds of forms. I also use a lot the essays of Charles Baxter, particularly his book Burning Down the House. And he writes about fiction writing, but I find a lot of what he has to say about fiction writing applicable to playwriting as well. So, yeah, I draw from a lot of different sources to think about playwriting. Really, I remember when I was in college trying to read Sam Shepard's plays and being like, I don't get it, I can't read it. And then you see it and you're like, oh, because it's not meant to be read.
Yes.
It's meant to be seen. And I think plays, particularly the kind of language-based plays or the kind of, you know, hyper-real plays that happened in the past couple decades, are particularly difficult to read sometimes. Anne Washburn is a super interesting playwright, mysterious and surprising. I think she's very underappreciated. Adam Bach is a really interesting playwright. There's a young playwright now, Sam Hunter, who I think is really, really interesting.
So what project are you working on now?
I'm working on a couple of things, but the main thing I'm working on is a musical with Jeanine Tesori, the composer Jeanine Tesori, and we're doing an adaptation of Alison Bechdel's graphic novel, Fun Home.
A graphic novel, that sounds very, very new. Are there other people that are working and bringing graphic novels to the stage?
Well, Spider-Man comes to mind.
Okay, there's that, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think people have done it. There was one a couple years ago called Slug Bears of Carol Island, and another really wonderful playwright, Dan LaFranc, has done sort of the idea of graphic novel on stage. we were, you know, it was the particularity of this story. I mean, this book, Fun Home by Alison Bechdel, you know, it was Time Magazine's Book of the Year in 2005. It's, I'm sure that some of your listeners have read it. It's, I mean, talk about a book to recommend. This is an extraordinary, it's a masterpiece. I mean, I have worked with this book now for several years, and the breadth and depth of this accomplishment of this book. And you'll, I mean, I just have to say, like, people are slavishly devoted to this book. It is not like anything you've ever read, and it's so human and moving and really extraordinary. So I won't say too much more about it, but it's available, and definitely go out and get Fun Home by Alison Bechdel, and then come see the musical when Janine and I finish it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for stopping by and spending the time with us today. Thank you.
Thanks.